Loving Kindness Meditation. In this meditation, we choose to practice opening our heart in the direction of kindness, developing the qualities of friendliness, warmth, and care towards ourselves and those around us as best as we can, acknowledging the common desire to live in safety from inner and outer harm, to have health and happiness, and to live with ease and a sense of well-being. And so to begin, it's important as always to find a comfortable position for the duration of the practice, but also to connect again with the intention to stay present and engaged, awake, knowing where you are, knowing that you're choosing to practice this loving kindness meditation. And this is also reflected in your sitting posture. So coming to sit in your chosen position, feeling your feet on the floor, noticing the points of contact with the floor, or perhaps points of less contact. Sensations in the feet, on the soles, the sides of the feet, the tops of the feet. Contact with your socks, maybe contact with your shoes. Noticing your ankles and the position of your ankles. Noticing your lower legs, your knees, your thigh area, and the weight of the thighs on the chair. Noticing also the contact of the sitting bones on the seat of the chair. Feeling grounded and as steady as you're able. And now allowing the spine to lift from this base so that without stiffness, your spine finds its natural curves. Shoulders can relax away from the ears, and your chin can drop just enough to allow length and comfort at the back of the neck, and also allowing the face to soften and relax as we connect with a light awareness of the breath, an awareness of the body sitting here, perhaps an awareness of sounds, sounds from within the body and sounds from outside. Maybe even noticing spaces between the sounds. Perhaps noticing the coming and going of thoughts. Perhaps an awareness of our emotional state. The whole flowing panorama of experience and sensations in this moment. A wide awareness as we sit here. And now, as we have learned, bringing the focus of our attention specifically to the chest and coming up close to the breath. Breathing in and knowing that you are breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that you are breathing out. Sensing the breath in your body. Dropping into an awareness of these sensations, which may be becoming more familiar to you. Coming home to your breath. And now noticing also that the heart resides here, within the chest. surrounded and held within the breath. And remembering that as well as the physical functions of the heart, this is a sensitive area of the body, which often responds to our experiences in tightness or softness, clenched or open. And as we sit here, bringing to mind an image of someone from whom you have felt love or kindness, maybe recently, or maybe some time ago. Your grandmother or grandfather, a dear friend, a loving and supportive family member. And if no person immediately comes to mind, maybe a faithful pet, someone who has loved you or cared for you just as you are, with no need to earn that love. So just calling that person to mind. And as best as you can, without struggling or any sense of effort or forcing, allowing yourself to be bathed in that experience, to be soothed, to feel what it's like to be cared for, unconditionally. Allowing yourself to receive that sense of kindness, friendliness, and care. And as you feel ready, allowing the image of that person to slowly dissolve and fade into the background, and in the place of that person, animal, or imagined someone who has loved you, place yourself, offering yourself that same love, kindness, and warmth, affection, and care. So offering kindness to yourself. What does it feel like to stay open to this offer, to care for yourself, to bring tenderness and care to yourself? Not because of something you've done or achieved, but just as you are. Just as you are right here and right now. Breathing in a sense of unconditional friendliness towards yourself. As you hear or practice the phrases of this loving kindness practice, may I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be free from anxiety. May I live in peace. Noticing what it feels like to bring this kindness and care towards yourself. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be free from anxiety. May I live in peace. And now calling to mind a person who is dear to you, someone who's easy to love and who wishes you well in return. Someone that you care for. So just bringing that person to mind. A dear person. Someone who's easy to care for. And now sending the love that was freely offered to you and which you are learning to offer to yourself to that person. May he or she be happy. May they be healthy. May they be free from anxiety. May they live in peace. So again, just holding on to that image of a person you care for, and wishing them happiness and peacefulness. May he or she be happy. May they be healthy. May they be free from anxiety. May they live in peace. Not trying to make anything happen or generate any particular feeling, but exploring the responses of your own heart. Just seeing what happens as you continue with this loving kindness practice. Allowing any development of openness and kindness that might be there for you. Moving on to the next stage of the practice. By bringing a person you don't know very well to the forefront of your mind's eye. Maybe someone you know a little bit, but have no real relationship or feelings towards. What we might call a neutral person. So just bringing a person like that to mind. And in the same way again, offering to them the kindness that you were so freely given. May this person be happy. May they be healthy. May they be free from anxiety. May they live in peace. May they be happy. May they be healthy. May they be free from anxiety. May they live in peace. Cultivating kindness. Cultivating heartfeltness. As now we move towards a person with whom we may have some difficulty. Perhaps not a person with whom there is a sense of strong conflict or negative emotion, but at this stage, just a person you find hard to like. Perhaps someone with whom you've always felt a sense of challenge or dissonance, or maybe a friend with whom you've had a recent difference of opinion or disagreement. So just taking time to carefully choose such a person and bringing that person to mind. Holding them in your awareness. Recognizing that they too will wish for safety and health and well-being. And offering to them the warmth of friendliness as you feel able. May he or she be happy. May they be healthy. May they be free from anxiety. May they live in peace. So, just as you're able, holding that slightly difficult person in your awareness and wishing them happiness and friendliness. May he or she be happy. May they be healthy. May they be free from anxiety. May they live in peace. Even if it feels uncomfortable, even if it feels a little contrived, just notice if this practice has touched you in any way. And if you can continue practicing this open-hearted kindness, even for small moments at any time, offering to yourself or another person a moment of warmth and care. And as we bring the practice to a close, we just hold all four people within your awareness, starting with yourself, then a friend, a person who cares for you, then a person you don't know very well at all, and lastly a person with whom you have some difficulty. And again, choosing to bring warmth and loving kindness and well-being to all of you. May we be happy. May we be healthy. May we be free from anxiety. May we live in peace. May we be happy. May we be healthy. May we be free from anxiety. May we live in peace. And coming back to an awareness of the heart. Feeling what is here in this area of the body to be seen and felt. And notice that it's still possible to be in touch with this area, even as you begin to get a sense of and perceive your environment. The place where you're now sitting, knowing that you're here, and that this connection with the heart is still possible even as you begin to open your eyes at the sound of the bell.